Today is the start of a new year for me. And when I woke up early this morning, I was extremely thankful. I was extremely thankful to have another year of life. I didn't think I would even live this long. I'm actually shocked that I'm still alive and breathing, but I am thankful to God for more life. I'm thankful that He's brought me to this point in my life. And God reminded me of a verse this morning when I was working out, and it says, "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." The past year has been an unusual one for me. It's been a year of resets. It's been a tough year because normally I have direction. I have a routine. I know what I'm doing from day to day, but not this past year. So now, after all these changes, I find myself wondering, what do I do next? I'm not one to just sit still. I have to be doing something. After leaving my last job, I decided to make studying to increase my skill set my full-time job. But the thing about tech, which is where I've worked for the past few decades, there's always something more to learn. I found that I was trying to learn way too much at one time. I had too many irons in the fire. And that's just looking at new skills for career, not to mention anything else that I wanted to improve in my life, because there were several other areas that needed that attention as well. After about 7 or 8 months, I found that I had too many irons in the fire. I was trying to do too much at one time, and I needed to just stop. I was in desperate need of some new direction or some new plan, and I was honestly having trouble trying to put all the pieces together so that everything would line up to get me to where I needed to go, and it became extremely frustrating. So I went to God just to ask what to do next. What really needs my attention? Is there something I'm considering important that's not really important? That reminded me of another verse that says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." And as someone who lives by a solid schedule, not having a solid direction, it's kind of disorienting. Like I said, I had this lack of focus. And right now, while I'm in this waiting period, I'll just wait for God to speak. I'll continue working. I'll continue doing what I'm doing until He shows me a better way to do it or points me in a new direction. The Word says in Romans 12:12, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." In Isaiah 40, verse 33 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." So while I'm waiting for my answer from God, I'm going to do what the scripture says. While I wait on God, I'm going to strive to be happy. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to remain prayerful. I'm going to trust in God while my faith is being tested. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." So knowing that, I will wait. I will be happy. I will be patient. I'll remain prayerful because the Word says, "Trust God while my faith is being tested." And when all is said and done, I will have my answer from God. For anyone else that's going through a trial or find themselves just walking through a valley, it feels like you have no direction. It might feel like you're alone. It might feel like you have no hope. Just remember, you can always go to God. Tell Him how you're feeling. Open your heart. Be truthful. Don't hide anything, because He really wants to hear from you. He really wants that relationship with you where you can talk about anything. Cast all your burdens on Him. Just know and believe that He's going to handle it. This has been the Talented Servant Podcast.